Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, it's exciting to see so many things happen so quick. We got to hold on. This is going to be a rapid ride, and it's not going to stop because so many wrong things have been done. But you're looking at rapid things are going to be getting back in place, and it's good things if you understand it's the good thing to do. But Paula White Ministries, sometime back, you know, as you heard earlier in the program, that Pastor John Kilpatrick's minister friend in New Jersey, you informed him that Paula White had led President Donald Trump, to the Lord in his offices. She said way back when this happened, but he called him to remind him just now in January that that this had happened. And it's amazing to see what's taking place. And what I thought was pretty neat was is that he had her come to the inauguration. And you remember the boardroom in Trump Towers where they had the ministers are gathered around him there? And listen, you have to understand how merciful and kind our God is. He's not as unmerciful as men are. If in fact you take no matter how bad things were going, if you stop and you repent and you tell God you're sorry for it and you ask God to forgive you, God forgives you, and he will beat you to the punch for forgiveness. He'll beat you to the punch for mercy, and you'll be way behind the ball. And they prayed, and we were like, wow, this is pretty interesting what's going on. It's prior to God, you know, speaking to me on October the 3rd. But what do you know? That's how significant that having Paula White at the inauguration, the presidential inauguration of the 45th president of the United States, praying for her because she's the one reportedly that led President Donald Trump to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and his Savior. As a matter of fact, we won't close out the prayer today. We will let the answered prayer close out the prayer. This is Paula White at the presidential inauguration of the 45th president of the United States of America, President Donald Trump.
We come to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, with grateful hearts, thanking you for this great country that you have decreed to your people. We acknowledge we are a blessed nation with a rich history of faith and fortitude, with a future that is filled with promise and purpose. We recognize that every good and every perfect gift comes from you, and the United States of America is your gift, for which we proclaim our gratitude. As a nation, we now pray for our president, Donald John Trump, Vice President Michael Richard Pence, and their families. We ask that you would bestow upon our president the wisdom necessary to lead this great nation, the grace to unify us, and the strength to stand for what is honorable and right in your sight. In Proverbs 21:1, you instruct us that our leader's heart is in your hands. Gracious God, reveal unto our president the ability to know the will, your will, the confidence to lead us in justice and righteousness, and the compassion to yield to our better angels. While we know there are many challenges before us, in every generation you have provided the strength and power to become that blessed nation. Guide us in discernment, Lord, and give us that strength to persevere and thrive. Now bind and heal our wounds and divisions, and join our nation to your purpose. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. The psalmist declared, let your favor be upon this one nation under God. Let these United States of America be that beacon of hope to all people and nations under your dominion, a true hope for humankind. Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.